The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. It is great to have all of you with us here on a Monday as we get ready for whatever you'd like us to get ready for. The draft is on Thursday. The spring games are pretty much over, and we are just hanging out here in our little world and hoping to talk to you. Let's get to some headlines before we get too bogged down, or that actually bogged down would be the proper word. Trayvon Walker, is he going number one? Remember when he was in nobody? Some of the experts had him nowhere near the first round, and then he, in just in recent times, 27th to maybe number one. What's it all about? Several draft experts have told us his combine shattered the mold, and we will talk more about that with a few of those, well, so-called experts in a few minutes. Brian Kelly. What about Brian Kelly? Quarterback decision more difficult after all three play well. That sounds like coach speak to me. But then again, we're talking about Brian Kelly. What do you expect? There can be Jimmy Kimmel. How about AD speak? His former boss, Jack Swarbrick, says in an interview that Division I breakup is inevitable, like 2033. Jack, how about by the end of the day? It could happen sooner than Jack predicts. We'll talk about it with the man who wrote the story and did the interview later. So, what about this? Venables? I got to look at that again. He's the closest thing to Saban I've ever seen. What? Let me go on the record as saying that's total. Oh, we have the reporter on? Oh, that sounds great. Can't wait to talk to him. Marcus Spears joins us in a few minutes. Pat Forty, who did the interview with Swarbrick, Rabelais, and Matt Fortuna, who has declared Brent Venables the next great coach. Remember, we went through that for a long time. There was the next Bryant, and then there was the next who was the next after that? Oh, Saban. Yeah, the next Saban. And now Venables is the new guy. He has never won a game as a head coach, but he's the closest thing to Nick Saban we've ever seen. I cannot wait for that conversation. Does anyone agree with that out there? Anyway, let's give the phone number out. 855-242-7285. Hold on. I'm not talking to anybody yet. I want to think about this article for a second. Brent Venables, who has been for many, many years the defensive coordinator at Clemson. He was at Oklahoma prior to that. Until about a year or two ago, I really never heard this guy's name mentioned for a head coaching position. He looked like a lifer. He looked like one of these defensive coordinators, and there are many in history. Bud Foster at Virginia Tech, who spent most of his career with Beamer. You've had other DCs Bill Oliver, for example, who was Bear Bryant and many other coaches, defensive coordinators. But I don't know Brent Venables that well, and I'm not about to say that he will be a bust at Oklahoma, but I just get a little bit weary of, oh, he's the next, he's the closest. I mean, I already thought Billy Napier was the next Saban. I mean, after what we heard the other day. All the people that are saying he does everything just like Saban. Who else has done everything just like Saban? Well, we are going to get some reaction to that. We will wait a little while to talk to Matt Fortuna, who wrote the article for The Athletic. But certainly, is there anybody else out there that you think would be close to Nick Saban? Who?
Hi.
Kirby? Yeah, you know what? How did I miss on Kirby?
I don't know.
All Kirby's done. That's Kirby Smart for you non-Georgia speaking viewers. All Kirby Smart's done is taken the Saban template to Georgia. And I read somewhere today, where did I read this? I read somewhere that he has now surpassed Nick Saban, that he's done everything that Saban has done, but now done it better. Who wrote that? Was that Matt Hayes? I have to go double check that. Could have been John Hayes. let's get to your phone calls at 855-242-7285. And let's start with Adrian in Tennessee. Go right ahead, Adrian.
Hey, Paul, we got to work something out. It's not fair this time of year I have to renew my cable subscription just to watch one damn show.
How does that work? Because I've lost track of cable since I don't have cable.
Well, I got YouTube TV.
Oh, okay.
And it comes automatically to the SEC network. And that's all I watch. That's all we got this time of year is you.
So, well, I am really glad to hear that.
Paul, when you were at Tennessee or any time in your career, did you ever get to meet the great Lindsey Nelson?
No. And the reason I paused because I was just trying to think if there was ever – you know, one of these events, but as best as I can remember, I have never met Lindsey Nelson, and I'm not going to now because he's gone. But but he was truly a great ambassador for that school and one of the great broadcasters of all time.
He really was. He really was. It's a shame you never got to meet him. What do you think about the Vols being able to sweep the Braves in three straight? I mean, nobody else is going to give us any competition. Let us use our bats. They use their bats.
No, right now, one thing about SEC, thank you for the call. The SEC baseball is so much fun every year because of the competition, and Tennessee has made it really non-competitive this year. they are so good that they are winning. Okay, I found the article.
Okay.
This is from Matt Hayes, good friend of ours, down at, he does a talk show in Jacksonville, and he also writes a column for Saturday Down South. Headline. Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football. How long can he keep that title? I'm just going to read it for a minute. I'm not a reader. I think it's boring to have a guy doing what I do to read you. But I just want to read you a couple of paragraphs for a moment. I don't want to get on a soapbox, but
I'm getting on a soapbox.
You can have Nick Saban or Dabo Sweeney. Take Ryan Day or Lincoln Riley or any of the other elite coaches who fattened their wallets this offseason. Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football. That's right, Kirby Smart. The coach who couldn't go a season without some strange or quirky, or let's face it, bizarre in-game coaching decisions that baffled the senses. The coach who could have had multiple national championships if it were not for conservative play calling. The same coach who made every right decision last year, except one. If you're looking for the next Saban, he's right there in Athens. One more line, then we'll move on. He put that flag in the ground last year, an SEC coach told me, anonymously, of course. You better believe Nick is concerned.
Hi.
There you go. And we're going to talk to a guy today that's giving that title to Brent Venables. Yeah, I think Kirby Smart deserves to be in that consideration. Do I think he's the best coach in the country right now? Well, I know what happened. Yeah, I know what happened on January 11th. But thank you for telling me. Tom is in Texas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
We are doing great. What about you?
I'm doing good. I'm a Texas fan, doesn't have a lot to do with the question, but as far as Venables, I believe Stoops fired him at Oklahoma, and that may have been a mistake.
I believe you are correct
But I believe he hasn't proven anything as a head coach. This isn't his first head coaching job?
Yes, it is, and I think there's every reason to think he could be successful, although most of his best players went off to Southern Cal. But what the guy said was, you know, he's the closest thing. But, you know, I don't know how you could look at him in the same breath as Kirby Smart right now.
I don't either. And I hope he doesn't do a great job, me being a Texas fan. But my guess is he'll do a good job. But it's just, to me, the statement's ludicrous.
Well, I tend to agree with you on that. Well, Tom, thank you very much. Ludicrous is really not even an adequate word to describe this. Bill is in North Carolina. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Paul. How are you today? First-time caller.
Thank you very much.
Long-time listener. I'm a Clemson fan. I'm going to tell you up front, I am a Clemson fan. I love Brent Venables. However, to put him into the same breath as Nick Saban, who is obviously one of the pinnacles in head coaching.
Yeah, I think it would be fairer, Bill, if I let the writer explain his point, but you said it better than I did. The same breath.
Yeah, you can't mention him in that right now. He has zero experience as a head coach. He's got tons of experience under Dabo Swinney as a defensive coordinator, where he did an outstanding job. An outstanding job. You know, we'll see what we have next year at Clemson with that. You know, are we going to miss him? I hope not. And I wish him all the best at Oklahoma. But to miss him, do that, we'll hear what the writer has to say about it.
Okay, I got another. Thank you very much for the call. This is another variation on the comment, and I wish I could tweet out the link, but it's one of these crazy websites that you have to pay. Do those things drive you crazy?
Yes.
As a general rule, I want to make a public service announcement. I'm not paying to read a sports website. There you have it. Unless maybe I was writing for it. But anyway, it drives me crazy. I'm reading an article. It says to finish it, you have to pay. No, I'm not doing it. I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's $10.
No.
I pay for enough things in the world. I don't want to pay for a sports article. Here's Matt Fortuna, who's coming on here, I believe, for free. He's the closest thing to Nick Saban I've ever seen. That's the headline on the article. We'll take a short break. Marcus Spears, who's the closest thing to Marcus Spears I've ever seen, is up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back on the program. Great to have you here. Let's get to the phones. And Jim is up next. Hey, Jim, you're on the air. I'll get it right.
Yes, this is Jim from Tennessee. And your knowledge of sports is phenomenal.
Thank you.
I check the newspaper every day. Tennessee, this is a baseball question, not a football, but I wonder with them in the spot they're in, why I never see a Tennessee baseball game listed.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Well, Jim, let me try to answer a question I really don't know the answer to, but I'll give you the best basic answer I can come up with. The schedule is done. I know there can be some shifting around, but there are various places where Tennessee baseball can be on. SEC Network, of course, and then ESPN. Sure. So I don't know how many of their games have been on. I know that a number of them have, but I can't give you a specific number. But if they're not on, there ought to be a good reason for it, considering they're the number one team in the country. But I'll have to defer to somebody else, because there are so many baseball games on every week that I know that the SEC Network per se tries to balance the games out, but ESPN wouldn't. I would think ESPN would be showing a large number of Tennessee games on.
Well, my Johnson City paper lists about 4 baseball games a day, baseball games.
I'm gonna look as we're sitting here, because obviously I do have that kind of information available, and just tell you when I believe let me skip ahead to this weekend, because I that's when the next series is going to be. And I think, who's Tennessee playing this weekend? Give me a few seconds so we don't hold the audience up. Tennessee's playing Auburn this weekend, and that game Friday night is on the SEC Network, okay?
Okay. I'll look for it.
Okay, and I'll try to do a better job. We try to promote what games are coming on. But, again, what are the problems with, let's say, a newspaper right now? They may not have the best available information. So we usually, in the right-hand corner of the screen, will tell you what the games are coming up. But one thing you have to remember about baseball, you have ESPN2, you have ESPNU. You know, there are games that are available other than right here on this network. So keep your eyes open on that. Thank you very, very much. Let's talk to Sam, who is up next in Texas. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to clear up an earlier caller. Bob Stoops did not fire Brent Venables. Brent Venables left after having been the head defensive coach for 17 years, and Bob Stoops brought in his loser brother Mike Stoops and made him co-defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Venables then willingly went to Clemson to replace Kevin Steele, who had just given up 70 points in a bowl game.
Yeah, the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. Bob Stoops did not fire Brent Venables.
So Sam, and again, I'm deferring to you here. When Stoops names his brother co-defensive coordinator, Venables decided it was a good time to leave, right?
Yes, he had been the head defensive coach for 17 years.
That just shows you that's on Bob Stoops. And how did that work out for Bob Stoops?
Yeah, well, it is on Bob Stoops. And the years after that, after Mike Stoops became the head defensive coordinator, was Oklahoma's worst defenses in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to be – thanks for the call. And I think Bob Stoops is a really good coach. But this that example is one reason why he's a broadcaster now, or doing whatever he's doing with – minor league professional football. Let's continue. Robert is up next in Oklahoma. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul. Love your show, man.
Thank you.
Great audience. Looking forward to being more on here with the SEC. And I can just tell you, buddy, I was at the spring game. It was an awesome event. A lot of people there. But there ain't no one that's an OU fan that thinks that Venables is going to replace Nick Saban. He hadn't even played it down yet, hadn't even coached a game in the SEC. Yeah, we're glad to have him, but I think this paper article is a little bit far-fetched, and I don't think most OU fans are thinking he's going to take over Nick's job.
I think, Robert, to be fair, the person who said that worked under Dabo Sweeney at Clemson, but he also worked under Nick Saban at Alabama. So what he was, and we'll let the author speak for himself, but I think what he was trying to say is this guy is the closest thing I have personally seen to Nick Saban, which may be true, may not be, but well, you know, if he wins, it will be true. Hey, thank you very much. I think that's the thing you have to factor in. Now the difference is what Matt Hayes said about Kirby Smart. He said Kirby Smart's a better coach, the best coach right now. What the other guy said about Saban and Brent Venables is that he's the closest thing I have seen. Now that really, I don't know if you can interpret that necessarily as a shot. That isn't a shot at Nick Saban. Who is that a shot at? Kirby Smart. Let's continue with more phone calls. Michael is in North Carolina. Michael, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. I wanted to weigh in on this Kirby Smart versus Nick Saban. How many times has Saban beat Kirby?
Well, he's only lost one time to him, so I think the answer is pretty obvious.
Yeah, and I'd be interested in your thoughts about, you know, I think I'm a Georgia grad and a Georgia fan, and Kirby's a fantastic recruiter. He's a very good defensive coach, on par with Saban, it seems. Offensively, couldn't seem to choose a quarterback and make the right decision when he chose Fromm over Fields. Chose Stetson over JT. You know, now it looks like he's in a quandary for this year in terms of making a choice. I just wonder if you could compare the different phases of the game, kicking, defense, and offense, and how would you rate Kirby versus Nick?
Michael, I'm in total agreement with you, and I've heard this from other people who are involved in the game right now, that Kirby Smart leaves something to be desired when it comes to offensive decision-making. And we all know he's a defensive coach, but ultimately he makes the call. And I will defend Kirby Smart on the Justin Fields decision. I know a lot of people very easily bring that up, but I don't know what else he could have done. To supplant Jake Fromm sounds easy now, but it was not easy at the time. Jake Fromm had just come off of a very good year, and the offense was not being digested very well by Justin Fields. Now, you could debate some other situations. Did he make the right call when he made Jake Fromm the coach over Eason? Yes, I think he definitely did. That took a little guts. But I think it's more in-game that people get upset with Kirby Smart about.
I would agree with that. And I appreciate your insights, Paul. And I just want to compliment you on a fantastic forum, a great show. You do a fantastic job to enlighten so many people about details and specifics of college football. You deserve all the kudos.
Michael, thank you very much. We all appreciate your kind words here. We are heading to a break. We have a lot to do. And only 3.5 hours left to do it in. Stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
How many of you were watching a minute ago the collar feud from Friday? I can say no more.
It was epic.
Because it makes it, if I talk about how funny it was, it gives the impression that I endorsed it. And officially I have to be Switzerland here on the show when it comes to preference toward any caller. All callers are equal.
Until the Legion comes out
with Jim. John is up next. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul. Hope all is well.
Yes, sir.
I just want to chime in a little bit about this Kirby Saban, Nick. Excuse me, Kirby Saban. Nick Saban, Kirby Smart deal. So my opinion is that I don't think it's even up for debate. I mean, Nick's been coaching a lot longer. He's a lot older.
Sure.
I don't know if Kirby will ever catch him as far as championships. I highly doubt it because that's a hard thing to do. But if you couldn't have Nick Saban for your head coach, then who would you have?
Well, let me put it this way. If you're sitting there at the University of Alabama right now and Nick Saban said, I'm leaving, and any coach in the country is available, then I think they would go for Kirby Smart.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'd agree. I think Nick Saban's the greatest. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm a true Georgia fan. I do think Kirby's doing some good things at Georgia. He's got a ways to go. Just like any other coach, you're going to make some mistakes along the route. But what he's done in his short tenure versus what we've had, you know, in the past, I think he's on the right path. Appreciate you taking my call, Paul.
Thank you very much. I was in Alabama the other night talking to some Bama people. And the conversation came up to about Saban's future, and it was. I'm just giving an anecdotal conversation. Yeah, they still love Kirby Smart over there. They respect him more than any other coach, other than Nick Saban, and that includes Dabo Sweeney. Somebody brought up. A bunch of us were sitting around late, and Dabo Sweeney's name came up. These are all Alabama people, and I looked around this table, and there were about 10 of them, and they're prominent Alabama boosters, and I didn't see one who felt good about Dabo Sweeney taking over for Nick Saban. 4 years ago, I would have told you he would have been the overwhelming pick of a group like that. He's not anymore. Now, what's happened? I don't know. There's a lot of things have happened. But the answer was that there really isn't an answer right now. Timing is really critical. You know, Bill O'Brien is on the staff. Would he move up? I mean, we're talking about something sudden happened. But if there was time, if Saban announced in October, this is my last year, then who would emerge? I think you always have to talk about the X factor. Somebody mentioned Billy Napier, if he has success. Billy Napier is well-liked. But 3 years ago, Jeremy Pruitt was well-liked and considered to be a possible favorite. He's now persona non grata. So you just don't know. Things change very quickly. People emerge. People come and go. Kiffin's name came up. There as many people that like Kiffin say, hold on a second. We're talking about Alabama. We're not talking about other schools. Let's continue. John is up next. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I don't even know why I'm calling in to say this, but I just I don't see where the guy gets his. The math doesn't add up, Paul. I mean, how many times I think Nick has beat Kirby, what, 6 or 7 straight times?
Oh, sure.
How can you compare his domination over Nick when he's only won one national championship and Saban has won 7? I'd just like to know evidently he didn't take math in school. But if Nick leaves, I've said it for a long time. I still believe Lane Kiffin would be the guy. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, I'm not saying he wouldn't be, because I'm in a total agreement. As a football coach, Lane Kiffin is terrific. He's outstanding. I think what you have to accept is Lane Kiffin has some sideshow in him, but it shouldn't take away from what he's capable of doing. And in Alabama, he wouldn't have to do all that. Why would Lane Kiffin need to spend a lot of time tweeting emojis when he's the Alabama football coach? Let's continue. Mike is up next. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Hopefully you're well.
We're doing great.
I disagree with you there about most, you know, a lot of Alabamians would like to have Kirby back if Coach Saban retired. I mean, I think most of us are realistic. First of all, there's no way he's coming from Georgia back to Alabama on his own personal decision. So that, you know, so really, that's not even a question, even if we wanted it. But you know, and there's just no telling. I think that you know, it's getting ahead of yourselves. Nobody knows what the, you know, where everybody's going to be whenever Coach Saban does ride off into the sunset. But you know, for my money right now, I mean, I think there's still a lot of folks in the Dabo camp that'd love to see Dabo come back home when Coach Saban goes. But before I get too far away from other reason that I called there, I had to bring up, you know, when you started it off with that guy's article about Kirby being the best coach out there right now. That's, you know, and he had to have just really done that to get a lot of, I mean, he wins the award for getting everybody talking and everything like that by saying just something that's so ridiculous as that. And that's what they do nowadays. They say stuff that's just so ridiculous, and then we fall for it, and it's dominating all the shows for today. This is about the third sports show I've listened to today there, and everybody's been talking about that to begin with. And I will just tell my Georgia friends, really, don't get sucked into that kind of thing. That's one of the reasons that you guys have not made it to the top, is because you don't realize when you're really not there. And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, you won the national championship, but you're really not there. The you know, beat, you know, you think about it for a minute here, and it, you know, it's not making excuses and everything, but I'm telling you, those guys, at the end of the day, they know they got a gift. We got one. I mean, it was, you know, just a gift at the end of, what was it, 2017, whatever, when we pulled off the win there. They really probably should have won that game.
Now, Mike, hold on just a second before you go. And of all the things you said, the thing about Georgia not being there caught my attention the most. How can you possibly say that?
Because I think that if you look at, I mean, first of all, in the SEC game there, really, we manhandled them. We beat them three quarters of the national championship game. We were out five starters. Everybody forgets that. I mean, five of our key guys gone. And let's face it, we made some bad mistakes that cost us the game there in the fourth quarter. I guarantee you, I mean, if they're honest with themselves, they know they got handled. And, they were fortunate. They won. I give it to them. You won the national championship. You got your trophy. More power to you. We were fortunate like that in 2017. If all was fair and in you know, in the game of football, they probably would have won that one, and we would have won this one. It's just the bottom line. I think they had the best team they ever had, and were probably better than us that year that we beat them. I think we were better than them this year. And I know a lot of people say, well, their defense was fantastic. Well, their defense was more consistent, yes. But they didn't play the level of teams I think that we played. And our guys, our defense, when it came time to cut hay, they had their dadgum way in that game. And I think that at the end of the day, the Georgia guys that really know are wiping their brow and glad, and just like we were in 17, thank the Lord we pulled a wild one off. That's what I think.
Mike, thank you very much. We'll get some reactions. Another name that has come up, but I think is somewhat out of the contention now, is Mario Cristobal. He's well-liked at Alabama, too. But it's hard to imagine after leaving to go to Oregon and now coming here, now coming to Miami, I should say, you know, whether he could – it's even conceivable he could make another move. We'll take a break. We have a lot to do here on our Monday show. Stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
I don't know how many of you were watching a minute ago the collar feud from Friday. I can say no more.
It was epic.
Because it makes it, if I talk about how funny it was, it gives the impression that I endorsed it. And officially I have to be Switzerland here on the show when it comes to preference toward any caller. All callers are equal.
Until the Legion comes out
with Jim. John is up next. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul. Hope all is well.
Yes, sir.
I just want to chime in a little bit about this. Kirby Saban, Nick. Nick Saban, Kirby Smart deal. So my opinion is that I don't think it's even up for debate. I mean, Nick's been coaching a lot longer. He's a lot older.
Sure.
I don't know if Kirby will ever catch him as far as championships. I highly doubt it because that's a hard thing to do. But if you couldn't have Nick Saban for your head coach, then who would you have?
Well, let me put it this way. If you're sitting there at the University of Alabama right now and Nick Saban said, I'm leaving and any coach in the country is available, then I think they would go for Kirby Smart.
I'd agree. I think Nick Saban's the greatest. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm a true Georgia fan. I do think Kirby's doing some good things at Georgia. He's got a ways to go. Just like any other coach, you're going to make some mistakes along the route. But for what he's done in his short tenure versus what we've had, you know, in the past, I think he's on the right path. Appreciate you taking my call, Paul.
Thank you very much. I was in Alabama the other night talking to some Bama people, and the conversation came up about Saban's future. And it was I'm just giving you anecdotal conversation. Yeah, they still love Kirby Smart over there. They respect him more than any other coach other than Nick Saban. And that includes Dabo Sweeney. Somebody brought up, a bunch of us were sitting around late, and Dabo Sweeney's name came up. These are all Alabama people. And I looked around this table, and there were about 10 of them, and they're prominent Alabama boosters, and I didn't see one who felt good about Dabo Sweeney taking over for Nick Saban. 4 years ago, I would have told you he would have been the overwhelming pick of a group like that. He's not anymore. Now, what's happened? I don't know. There's a lot of things have happened. But the answer was that there really isn't an answer right now. And timing is really critical. You know, Bill O'Brien is on the staff. Would he move up? I mean, we're talking about something sudden happen. But if there was time, if Saban announced in October, this is my last year, then who would emerge? I think you always have to talk about the X factor. Somebody mentioned Billy Napier, if he has success. Billy Napier is well-liked. But 3 years ago, Jeremy Pruitt was well-liked and considered to be a possible favorite. He's now persona non grata. So you just don't know. Things change very quickly. People emerge. People come and go. Kiffin's name came up. There as many people that like Kiffin say, hold on a second. We're talking about Alabama. We're not talking about other schools. Let's continue. John is up next. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I don't even know why I'm calling in to say this, but I just I don't see where the guy gets his. The math doesn't add up, Paul. I mean, how many times I think Nick has beat Kirby, what, 6 or 7 straight times?
Oh, sure.
How can you compare his nomination over Nick when he's only won one national championship and Saban has won 7? I'd just like to know evidently he didn't take math in school. But if Nick leaves, I've said it for long time. I still believe Lane Kiffin would be the guy. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, I'm not saying he wouldn't be, because I'm in a total agreement. As a football coach, Lane Kiffin is terrific. He's outstanding. I think what you have to accept is Lane Kiffin has some sideshow in him, but it shouldn't take away from what he's capable of doing. And in Alabama, he wouldn't have to do all that. Why would Lane Kiffin need to spend a lot of time tweeting emojis when he's the Alabama football coach? Let's continue. Mike is up next. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Hopefully you're well.
We're
make a
great
comment. I disagree with you there about
most, you know, a lot of Alabamians wanting, would like to have Kirby back if Coach Saban retired. I mean, I think most of us are realistic. First of all, there's no way he's coming from Georgia back to Alabama on his own personal decision. So that, you know, so really that's not even a question, even if we wanted it. But, you know, and there's just no telling. I think that, you know, it's getting ahead of yourselves. Nobody knows what the, you know, where everybody's going to be whenever Coach Saban does ride off into the sunset. But, you know, for my money right now, I mean, I think there's still a lot of folks in the Dabo camp that'd love to see Dabo come back home when Coach Saban goes. But before I get too far away from the reason that I called there, I had to bring up, you know, when you started it off with that guy's article about Kirby being the best coach out there right now. That's, you know, and he had to have just really done that to get a lot of, I mean, he wins the award for getting everybody talking and everything like that by saying just something that's so ridiculous as that. And that's what they do nowadays. They say stuff that's just so ridiculous, and then we fall for it, and it's dominating all the shows for today. This is about the third sports show I've listened to today there, and everybody's been talking about that to begin with. And I would just tell my Georgia friends, really, don't get sucked into that kind of thing. That's one of the reasons that you guys have not made it to the top, is because you don't realize when you're really not there. And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, you won the national championship, but you're really not there. The you know, beat, you know, you think about it for a minute here, and it's not making excuses and everything, but I'm telling you, those guys, at the end of the day, they know they got a gift. We got one. I mean, it was, you know, just a gift at the end of, what was it, 2017, whatever, when we pulled off the win there. They really probably should have won that game.
Now, Mike, hold on just a second before you go. And of all the things you said, the thing about Georgia not being there caught my attention the most. How can you possibly say that?
Because I think that if you look at, I mean, first of all, in the SEC game there, really, we manhandled them. We beat them three quarters of the national championship game. We were out five starters. Everybody forgets that. I mean, five of our key guys gone. And let's face it, we made some bad mistakes that cost us the game there in the fourth quarter. I guarantee you, I mean, if they're honest with themselves, they know they got handled. And, they were fortunate. They won. I give it to them. You won the national championship. You got your trophy. More power to you. We were fortunate like that in 2017. If all was fair and in the game of football, they probably would have won that one, and we would have won this one. It's just the bottom line. I think they had the best team they ever had, and were probably better than us that year that we beat them. I think we were better than them this year. And I know a lot of people say, well, their defense was fantastic. Well, their defense was more consistent, yes. But they didn't play the level of teams I think that we played. And our guys, our defense, when it came time to cut hay, they had their dadgum way in that game. And I think that at the end of the day, the Georgia guys that really know are wiping their brow and glad, and just like we were in 17, thank the Lord we pulled a wild one off. That's what I think.
Mike, thank you very much. We'll get some reactions. Another name that has come up, but I think is somewhat out of the contention now, is Mario Cristobal. He's well-liked at Alabama, too. But it's hard to imagine after leaving to go to Oregon and now coming here, now coming to Miami, I should say, whether he could – it's even conceivable he could make another move. We'll take a break. We have a lot to do here on our Monday show. Stick around.